Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I get this message on LinkedIn from a guy named Daniel, and he says, hey, I just flew back into Chicago, and I read your book, and I loved it, and I want to take you out to lunch to thank you for all the great insights. And I said to him, I really appreciate it, but my plate is full, literally and figuratively, and I don't have time for lunch, but I'm always open for a phone call. And so we did. And he literally just wanted to thank me for the book, which is cool. You know, that's it was nice. And, you know, but he said something in the middle of the call, because he was kind of echoing some of the things from the book. And he said to me, he says, you know, relationships, kind of like banks. He says, you've got to put, you know, something into it in order to take something out. You just can't take stuff out. And you can. It's called a loan, right? But unfortunately, that's the way that a lot of people treat marketing, is they just want people to, you know, basically hand them money. And so today I want to talk about how using relationship capital can create greater interest. Just like writing a book provided capital, it started the relationship. Now, I think Daniel has seen me speak a few times too, locally, but anyways, it was really nice. Now, you may or may not know, but my wife works in a bank, and she loves her job because she gets to help a bunch of old people with their money and some young people too. But she especially likes the senior citizens because she loves spending time with them, hearing their stories, and getting to know them. So she invests in them, and then obviously they invest in her. They put a lot of money into the bank, and then they take it out when they need it. But one of the things about banking is you just can't go to a bank anymore and open up an account. Ever since 9/11, there's a thing called the Patriot Act, which means that you have to fill out paperwork and prove you're a U.S. citizen, and you know they have to know where the money's coming from and all that kind of stuff. Also, she's there to prevent scams. There are people that'll come in and deposit a check, and then they'll go to another bank and try to withdraw it. By depositing in one branch and then withdrawing from another, a lot of times they can circumvent the system and use a check with no money in it to get money out of the bank. That's illegal. I would not try that at home. But you have to think about, you know, how banking works. And I think relationships are very similar to this, especially like Daniel said. The bottom line is a savings account pays you interest, right? You put money in, and then you get a return on that investment. Now, you can always use a credit card, but what you're doing is you're paying interest to use their money. And that's how banks make their money, is you put money in, they loan your money out, and they charge a fee for people to borrow the money, and they give you a portion of that back. That's essentially how a bank makes money and how a bank works. And I like to think of social media and social networking as just that. Think of social media as using a credit card. And you do. You pay for advertising. Think of social networking as depositing money into a savings account. And that's exactly what Daniel did. He reached out and built a relationship based on his feedback on the book. Now, we have to think about how do we deposit into that relationship bank. Here's three suggestions that I want to give you. The first one is spend as much time on people as you do opening posts. Let's say that you spend 10 minutes opening posts or creating posts or those kind of things. Take that same amount of time and spend it on people. Find people that you want to engage with and maybe do like Daniel did and reach out and say thank you. Sometimes that's all it takes. So if you're spending 10 minutes reading posts and posting your own stuff, spend 10 minutes engaging with people. Now, engagement is a variable thing. A lot of people think liking something is engagement, and it is. But there's a big difference between a like and a comment. A comment actually takes longer. It takes more thought, and it's a lot more personal. Just like Daniel reached out on LinkedIn with a message. What you could do, and what I do every single day, is I wish people happy birthday. That just keeps me top of mind. Now, on my birthday, which is January 11th, if you're thinking of sending gifts, I have a lot of bacon stuff, by the way, but I take that entire day off, and I go to every single post where somebody wished me a happy birthday, and I go back and say, thank you, Daniel, or I really appreciate it, Cindy, or whoever. I make sure they know that it's personalized back to them and not just a copy and paste. That way, they understand I'm listening and it builds the relationship. Is it worth it? Absolutely. Because when I wish them a happy birthday, more often than not, they'll reciprocate. Say, thanks, Brian. The second thing you have to do is you have to deposit before you can withdraw. One of the things that people do on social media a lot is connect and pitch. In other words, they connect, immediately go for the jugular and say, hey, you don't know me, but I've got the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's not depositing, that's using a credit card. What you have to do is make sure that you're doing a personalized message with no expectations. So when you connect with somebody, hey, I know you through so-and-so, and I just want to say hi. Don't sell them anything. Spend some time getting to know them. Spend some time reading their material. Give them some positive messages. Give them some feedback and build that relationship. When you message people, you begin to earn their interest. And that's the next thing. Trust is the interest in your efforts. If you think about advertising, it takes about 7 views or 7 touches before somebody starts to gain interest in what you're saying or your messages or your material. The same is true in social media and online marketing. Now, if you get a 1% return on your investment by putting something into a savings account, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but over time, depending on how much you put in, it can grow. And that's essentially what we get. If you think about advertising, we usually only get a 1 to 2% return on investment. When you send out an email, your email open rate may be 10 or 20 or 30%, but usually the click-through rates are around 1 or 2%. So that's pretty average. But the bottom line is small incremental growth will make a big return on investment over time. A lot of people in marketing circles say, go big or go home, right? Put everything on red on the roulette table and, you know, play your hand. But the bottom line is high risk means high reward, but it also means you have a higher chance of losing everything. So by going in and talking to somebody and saying, hey, buy my stuff, the chances of them paying attention to anything in the future diminishes really quickly. And I want to give you one last thought about this. There's a lot of talk about getting engagement on a website, all right? And I do website reports using Google Analytics. Now, a lot of people say, hey, look at the amount of traffic that you got. One particular client I was doing a report for, and what I went in and looked at was the amount of time that people were spending and how much engagement they had. Now, engagement is measured in time on a website. How many pages, how much time are they spending? The vast majority of hits they had on their website, 2,500 hits, were 10 seconds or less. Now, people can't do a whole lot in 10 seconds other than maybe make a first impression or be a robot and just kind of scan a page. But the ones that really matter are the 375 people that spent 30 seconds to 600 seconds, which is half a minute to 10 minutes. That's where they get the biggest difference because those are people who are paying attention to their content, engaging with and consuming the content they're putting out there. And they're getting the best return on investment with that. So one of the best investments is in yourself. And if you'd like to spend a little time learning how to create great relationships, visit liforsales.com. Every week I do 3 tips in 10 minutes each that will teach you how to build relationships using LinkedIn and other social media.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.